brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I'm looking at the Drudge Report, drudgereport.com headlines, terror scare at Harvard during finals. Meanwhile, confidential Obamacare Navigator training manual uploaded online. This just went up seconds ago. It refreshed and was there, red linked. I'm going to print that and find out what's happening there. That's the torture of this job. I've got literally over 100 stories I want to get to. And then now the Navigator manual has been leaked, and it's up at Capital City Project. By the way, these Navigators, they've been hiring known criminal groups. They've been hiring known groups involved with all sorts of mafia ties and people that have been indicted for stealing millions, and they're getting your Social Security numbers, everything. Now it's being reported by KGW, as we got to yesterday, that people are trying to go sign up for these things and getting their bank accounts debited. Well, of course, it's getting all your private data. It's designed to be a giant screw job to see if they can get away with it. Oh, it's a mistake. Oh, I conked you on the head. Oh, you know, guy walks in, you're in bed with his wife, and you go, it's a mistake. I just fell into bed with your wife, and all of this is a horrible accident today. Also coming up, school bans display of Christmas poster. Kids are supposed to paint their own poster. It's your individual poster. As long as it's not obscene, that's your First Amendment. The school, if it's a government training camp, under their interpretation of separation of church and state, isn't supposed to endorse an official religion. Because you're not supposed to have a state-run religion. But you can bring a Bible to school. You can tell people out at the playground that you love Jesus Christ or that you love worshiping, you know, Chinese food if you want. I mean, it's just that you hate Christmas, you love Christmas. It's your First Amendment. This political correctness is about banning any free speech, any personal views. So that is a big deal. School bans display of Christmas poster by student because it might be religious. And then folks don't even get that it's First Amendment. It has nothing to do with whether it's religious or not. Schools are trying to tell people they can't wear crosses around their necks. And look at it. It's actually not even really Christian. It says Merry Christmas. And then it's got that Night Before Christmas. Who's the guy that puts out all those kids' horror movies? Tim Burton. It's got the Tim Burton Christmas skeleton on it. So this kid's probably not even a Christian. And that's not even allowed, even though they'll show movies like that at the school. It's only when you individually do something, it's not allowed. When the state does it, it's all allowed. The state can be armed. You can't be armed. The state has its speech to demonize the founders, but you don't have any free speech. So we're going to be getting to all that. And we need an article out. Because this article that Steve Watson did is a great article that details what happened. But pointing out that you as an individual in your art class, if you're a Muslim, you can paint a picture of Mecca if they say paint whatever you want. If you're a Christian, you can paint a picture of a cross. If your dad's a Marine Corps captain and they say paint a picture of your parents, which is what happened in one case, and the honor student painted a picture of his father with an M16, he was arrested. There's been several of those cases. Arrested. Arrested. Oh my gosh, the image of a gun, we're arresting you. Kids have Nerf guns in their own backyards, they get arrested. And then, of course, here's the big story that's up on Infowars.com. Boston bomber believed he was a victim of mind control. That should probably be red-linked. That should probably be red-linked, folks. That is so bombshell. And Watson's got a little bit of this in his article, but he kind of goes with the news angle where he just reports the latest thing. We should probably add to the story, and I'm going to try to twist Watson's arm to come on at the bottom of the hour. Tamerlan Tsarnaev, on record, was in a State Department CIA-sponsored program being sent to Chechnya, and the FBI had him under close surveillance. Then they said they never heard of him. Remember that lie? Because he was clearly a double agent, bare minimum, and now he says he was mind controlled, and he is the exact type of candidate. Disappears for months on a government junket? That's when they do it to you. I mean, this is incredible. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze-Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-4. Food, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The wicked flee when none pursue, so the good book says. We are live, ladies and gentlemen, and broadcasting worldwide. There is total hysteria and fear and classes shut down at Harvard over a suspicious package or report of explosives, and they are, using this to make this the top story to project the idea that there's an epidemic of bombings and terror in this country. And, of course, the truth is you have a better chance of being killed by a deer jumping out in front of your car, being stung by a wasp, or being bit by a water moccasin and dying. Water moccasins kill hundreds every year, so do honeybees, than you do being killed by a terrorista. And then most of these events turn out to be mentally ill. Even the New York Times admits that. Literally 99% of the several hundred foiled bomb plots turn out to be FBI finding people with 70, 75, 80 IQs, low-grade morons, who are also mentally ill, and winding them up, black nationals, white nationals, Muslim extremists, whatever the case is, winding them up, commanding them, being their leader, recruiting them, introducing the idea to them. Folks, I could go, hypothetically, right now. But I wouldn't do a report like this because they could spin it and say that I was actually planning a terror attack. But I could go out and find schizophrenic homeless people in Austin right now, and offer them $10,000 to talk about how they're going to blow up a federal building or something. And then I could have them meet me the next day there to drive a van to it filled with chocolate cakes or something. Guaranteed. It's that easy. I might check with lawyers and even call the FBI and tell them I'm going to do it just so it's all on record so they don't claim I'm doing something, just to have them stop doing this. And, of course, the argument here is that they're doing this to foil attacks. Well, if somebody saw their neighbor talking about blowing something up and then saw them doing something in their garage that looked like explosives with barrels or something, that's probable cause, SWAT team, and find out what's going on. Or if somebody really was shooting their mouth off about, I want to kill people and blow stuff up, then the FBI came to them and said, yeah, we ought to do that, and then gave them a bomb. That would still be kind of entrapment, but it might be legal in some arguments. I get the fact that if you think somebody's already doing something, bring it up to them to see what they're up to. That's a classic police tactic for thousands of years. But it's not legal or lawful to go out and find mentally ill people and do this. So it's particularly disgusting and shameful to have this going on. And the truth is, it's come out now that the majority, the vast majority of these plots turn out to be staged. And this is how they absolutely hype the living daylights out of it. Look at the headlines on DrudgeReport.com right now. Terror scare at Harvard during finals. And then under it, confidential Obamacare navigator training manual uploaded online. That just went live minutes ago. We're going to cover that. Separately under it, our InfoWars.com story. Boston bomber believed he was victim of mind control. Ladies and gentlemen, this just went from absolutely evidence that this was a staged event, overwhelming evidence with the drills and the stand downs and the older brother being on the CIA payroll. Oh, that came out in the foreign press. British, Russian. It was confirmed he had a fake name. The Russian embassy said, is this guy a spy? They did this 3 years ago, 2 years before the bombing. They said, is this guy a spy for you? Because you let him fly with a fake name. And he's going to Chechnya and hanging out with rebels. And we know you run those rebels on record. Our government and NATO run the al-Qaeda forces in the Balkans and into the southern belly of Russia, into the Caucasus. That's all on record. A few months ago, the head of Saudi intelligence, Bandar, threatened publicly in Moscow at a meeting and said, we will trigger al-Qaeda to blow up the Olympics if you don't back off and do a peace deal in Syria. That's how dumb they think Westerners are, is that the Saudis can publicly threaten to activate al-Qaeda forces against the Russians and send in people like Tamerlan Tsarnaev. We don't know if he was a triple-crosser, double-agent, triple-agent, set up, not set up. All we know is there was a drill of bombs going off at the finish line, and that's been confirmed. All we know is there was a stand down. All we know is the FBI lied and said, we don't know who Tamerlan Tsarnaev is, when it turns out he was being handled by them, surveilled by them, followed in with a whole community in Florida and in Georgia and in New York and New Jersey and in Boston, Massachusetts. He was all over the country with Playboy glasses on and expensive $1,000 jackets on, driving brand new Mercedes Benzes without a job, being playboys, obviously some type of intelligence asset. And then he told friends, the Boston Globe now reports, he told friends, I'm under mind control. Folks, it's not like he's a schizophrenic on the street corner saying this. This guy fits the look, the musculature, a guy that thinks he's a commando, a kickboxer, they recruit him, a narcissism, the whole nine yards for a decoy candidate for a born supremacy, born legacy type program. And by the way, those programs are declassified, the earlier programs. They had total mind control power by the 70s when they had the church hearings and others. Total mind control if they pick the right type of candidate. Other people will run off, go crazy, or kill themselves if they have a high moral fiber and are not narcissist. But with narcissists and those that already are mentally ill, they can break up their personalities with electroshock, drugs, all the rest of it. This is a complex area. There's a lot of different sciences that go into it. I'm just a lay researcher of it. They are able to absolutely imprint them with the program that they're basically a movie star doing this, and they feel so happy and so excited when they carry out the terror attack. Just like in the remake of The Manchurian Candidate with Denzel Washington, excellent film. You want to know mind control? That's how they do it. And when he gets the keywords, he smiles, feels great, and is a movie star. And it's the same deal with this hypnotism that they do under drugs, electroshock. And that's old technology, folks. The stuff they've got now is viruses they inject that literally attack areas of the brain so you don't have inhibition. Then they give them amnesiacs to wipe that. Then they give them an amnesiac again to trigger the operation. Sirhan, it came out in the police reports, was under mind control, given a proto-Halcyon-type drug. That's the patsy shooter of RFK, who was the cover guy for Robert F. Kennedy. And then they had a known CIA agent behind him, the police even on record, so that's where the shots came from, that shot him in the back. Look it up, folks. It's all on record. It's actually all come out. That's what's so frustrating about all this. Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was in MKUltra, LA Times. Look it up. Alexander Cockburn, award-winning journalist, broke that. The documents were leaked and then declassified fully. The fact that he was in the program. He was in the program for a decade as a student, graduate student, and then adjunct. Kaczynski, total cutout setup. Who else said he was under mind control? Holmes, ladies and gentlemen, the so-called Batman shooter, didn't know who he was when the SWAT team showed up, clearly drugged, put next to cells, saying, flipping out on drugs for 2 days, saying, I'm under mind control, help me, they did it. He checked himself in, his dad, top algorithm scientist in the government and private corporations. He goes into an advanced DARPA above Air Force level program, run by the Air Force, but Space Command, mind control, astronaut brain interface, where the astronauts think and it controls the suits. He goes into an advanced brain machine mind control interface. This is on record. Has an Air Force colonel over him. He's full-time paid in a national top secret security level program. And goes from being a kid genius to having red hair and going and shooting people, even though they reported multiple shooters, smoke, all of it, people announcing, stay in your chairs, everything's safe. It was totally rigged. And he's out in the parking lot drooling. And then when it came out that all these people came out of the jail and said he was saying he was under mind control, he was screaming and they took him away. The police came out and said, we're sealing all that, but he was always in solitary around no one. He was never in a general area where anyone could hear him, even though it had been in the paper earlier that they talked to the police who weren't part of it. The jail guard said, yeah, he was screaming, he was yelling, saying he was under mind control. It's not like it's only happening a few places here. Tamerlan Tsarnaev was in a Georgetown State Department CIA program. On record, undoubtedly. And the media here will not touch it. He's flying by fake names. Would you like me to continue, folks? Would you like me to continue going down the line? Ladies and gentlemen, you could take one look at Adam Lanza and all his government connections and his family. And one look at him trying to get guns five times. And one look at the stand down and the man caught with a gun in the woods in camo and black top that matched Lanza. And all the rest of it. They killed real people there, and now they've bulldozed the building. Wasn't all actors, but you watch it, folks, it's undoubtedly actors coming out, laughing, going, watch this, and then doing their fake cry over and over again, and then kids that were photographed coming out still alive. They are running major psyops. And you're like, well, why actually kill real people then? But then have actors. You want the actors to put out your official story and not come out and say, oh, I'm pro-gun, I'm sorry my kid's dead, but don't blame gun owners. These are major, 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 major psyops being run. And Paul Watson's coming up to break it down. But that story's on InfoWars.com. Right now, Boston Bomber believed he was a victim of mind control. And folks, remember, we sent our reporter to those press conferences to bring up the drills and to bring up the other people with backpacks, and the police would freak out covering it up. Alex Jones here. And I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your knee's gonna pout, and I'm telling you why. Primacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
This holiday season, why not give your loved ones the best in highway protection? Video-cam.com is offering two HD DVR dash cams and two 8-gig SD cards with free shipping for $150. Also, Video-cam.com is taking 20% off their entire stock of dash cams and SD cards with free shipping. So go to Video-cam.com or call 1-855-855-2022. Have a safe and happy holiday season.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket, a family-owned American business? We now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
Well, folks, last week, Russian government officially threatened to nuke Western Europe and the United States if offensive missiles are moved into their areas meant to be able to shoot down their response to a preemptive nuclear attack. Official U.S. policy under the New World Order has changed in the last decade to preemptive strikes, telling Russia and China, we may decide to attack you with nuclear weapons at any time. So Russia and China, and I'm not romanticizing them, they're other big predatory power blocks, they said, okay, we reserve the right to nuke you first as well. And so their deputy prime minister came out officially and said, we will respond with nukes. That is a quote. Now it is being reported that Russia is moving missiles into its western region bordering Poland and other nations. The exact missiles, the Iskander missile system, is being moved in. Russia has deployed the missiles with a range of hundreds of kilometers in the Baltic Sea enclave of Kaliningrad, which borders NATO members Poland, Lithuania, the newspapers are reporting today. The paper reports came after German newspaper Bild reported on Saturday that secret satellite imagery showed the Iskander M missiles stationed near the Polish border. The reports caused alarm in the Baltic states, which are wary of Russian military movements after decades of dominance by the Soviet Union. Well, why? I mean, the West is moving missiles in to the Russian border. Why should you be alarmed? Why should we be alarmed about giant war tanks and armored vehicles and bullets and training manuals that it's for the American people are being massed all around us? Why should we be alarmed they're putting in an NSA surveillance grid and spying on us illegally and putting fluoride in the water and bisphenol A in the plastic and admitting it's to dumb us down and sterilize us? Why should we be concerned about the big bank saying they'll just take our bank accounts or take our private and public pension funds? Or why should we be worried about the Federal Reserve devaluing the dollar and gearing up for total war with us? I mean, never mind these anti-missile missiles and anti-personnel missiles and missiles that can carry nuclear warheads, medium-range and short-range strategic nuclear weapons. Big deal. What's the big deal? It's kind of like in Caddyshack where Bill Murray's dropping plastic explosive gophers and squirrels and rabbits. He's like, nothing to worry about, Mr. Gopher. Just your friend squirrel. No plastic explosive or anything. I mean, this is what's going on as we're all being surrounded by tyranny. And look, I don't live in Russia. I don't live in China. I don't like their tyrannies. But they're not offensive tyrannies like our government is, because our government's been captured by the globalist and is absolutely savaging our basic freedoms and needs to be put back on a leash. It's like Napoleon or Hitler or Genghis Khan or Julius Caesar involved in these offensive operations that we pay for that don't even benefit us and that endanger the entire world so a bunch of crazy globalist bankers can make the planet accept their global cashless society and so they can take over the planet. Everybody wants to rule the world, the song says. Well, I don't. I just want to have a future. And I am sick and tired of these globalists, and I know you're sick and tired of them as well. And I hope that cooler heads prevail, but this is very, very worrisome. Poland is freaking out. Reuters is reporting. Poland is worried about the possibility that Russia has deployed the missiles to the Baltic enclave of Kaliningrad and will consult its NATO partners on the issue, the foreign ministry said today. The plans to deploy the new Iskander M rockets to Kaliningrad are worrying. The Russians said last year they do that if they move missiles in. You move missiles up to our border, we move missiles up to your border. The ministry said in a statement commenting on reports in Russia, a German media said the missiles had been deployed. Folks, imagine if you walked outside and your neighbor was pointing a gun at you for no reason. You would call the police. But if you lived out in the frontier, you couldn't call the police, or it's another government. They are the police. They're pointing a gun at you. And so you start saying, okay, honey, kids, go out the back door, drive out the back, don't drive out the front, or don't go in the front yard or the backyard, wherever the gun's aimed at you. And you put a gun up aiming out your window at them. See, we're losing the moral high ground. The globalists run our country now, and they're moving missiles in and pointing them at the Russians so that when cruise missiles or bombers or ICBMs come in, the Russians can't fire their anti-missile systems at them. And the Russians can't get their missiles in a counter-response back. They're being moved into check and then checkmate. And so the Russians are saying, okay, well, we're going to move. You know, the Russians know how to play chess, folks. Most of the world champions come out of Russia. They go, I mean, this is like checkers, though. You move missiles up to us, we move missiles up to you. Why did the Russians try to put missiles in Cuba? Because the West put nuclear missiles in Turkey. It's the same deal. So that's what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with Paul Watson and the latest on the Boston Bomber.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, I haven't even gotten to this article yet. I'm going to cover it after Paul Watson leaves us, then we're going to open the phones up and cover news, the balance of the transmission. Documents reveal states' move to vastly expand continuity of government powers. That's a Mikhail Thalen report up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, originally originating at StoryLeak.com. And this document out of Washington State talks about warfare with the American people and says Washington Military Department, the state has a military department, modernizing state's continuity of operation planning. And again, it always has the cover of emergencies, and this is an inside document. But the larger issue in all this is that they want to amend the state constitution to basically suspend rights. So it's the phasing in of martial law. And I have great writers, great researchers. The problem is they tend to not even go all the way when something's really happening because it's almost journalistic to hold back. But the only way you can name this, the only way you can accurately say what it is state moves to repeal due process, or state moves towards martial law, permanent martial law. I mean, that's what it is. They want to get rid of due process during COG. Well, there's already plans in place if there was a real COG issue, like a nuclear attack or a volcano going off. This is the opposite, folks. This is all about political control. And it's happening not just here, but in Japan and in Russia and in China and in England and in Germany and all over South Africa and all over Latin America. Governments everywhere have made conscious decisions to move towards authoritarianism. And there's battles now for the undersea floor and minerals. There's battles for the North Pole and the South Pole now, politically, as governments line up and declare they own them. There's battles with China declaring the moon is theirs. And this is the same type of stuff you see with the South China Sea fights between China and between Japan and now South Korea. All of this is heating up because you have global devaluation of currencies. All the major governments, whether it's the yuan or whether it's the yen or whether it is the Russian currency or the euro currency or the dollar, they're all set to dollars worldwide. And so they're all racing each other on who can inflate the currencies the fastest. And when the musical chair stops and the hand grenade that's being passed around blows up, it's going to cause a chain reaction. And I don't know how bad it's going to be. I don't know exactly what's going to happen because they've got computers, gaming and all, and over the horizon, future predicting mass models where they can have a controlled implosion and the system can guide it for themselves. The system can use the calamities in their own words and their own documents to bring in the total tyranny worldwide. So I was on Ron Paul's TV show this morning, and he kept hammering the fact that we've got to blame the collectivist, the corporatist, the crony capitalist, the insiders for what they've done, because they're going to try to bring in total tyranny on the backs of the crises that they've helped engineer. Don't let a good crisis go to waste. In fact, engineer the crisis to take over. That's the plan. And so this is now the fight. This is so huge what's going on, what's happening. And you've got all these different governments lining up for a fight right now. And you've got the globalists who have interest in every country playing us all off against each other. And Russia moving in nuclear-tipped missiles to fast attack Europe with these Iskander missiles that anti-missile defense systems cannot stop, according to what they claim. So this is what the establishment is doing. And they will threaten the whole world and bring us to the brink of thermonuclear war to basically intimidate different political classes into doing what the New World Order wants. And the New World Order is the Anglo-American establishment that used the West, wealth and liberty to build the greatest tyranny, because liberty builds wealth, and they skimmed off the wealth of liberty to build a tyranny. Now they're getting ready to phase out the engine of liberty that built their empire to secure their dominance over us while they launch out to take over what's left of the world from other criminal predatory groups, the Russians, the Chinese, power blocks. And we are all stuck in the middle of this, and whether you're Russian, Chinese, or American, or British, we're all human beings. We all love our children. Let me ask men a question. Do you find Russian beauties particularly beautiful? Why don't you want to love the Russian people instead of kill them? Russians love American cowboy culture and fast cars and James Dean and all the rest of it. Why don't we be friends with the Russians? Well, the globalists don't want us to do that. That's why they put the communists in 1917 to make that place 10 times worse. They took the czarist evil and put something 10 times worse in. I don't support the czarists, the white Russians. That was a tyranny as well. Just like I don't support apartheid, but I don't support communism, something even more scientifically evil in place of it. So see, there's the difference, ladies and gentlemen, and we owe Russia an apology for letting the robber barons, who couldn't capture us completely because we had checks and balances and Americans wouldn't put up with it, Americans had shooting wars with the feds and with Pinkerton Security and all the rest of them out west and all over the country when they tried to enslave us. You see that in all these movies like Open Range and stuff. That's based on basically true stories. There were thousands of fights like that. So they couldn't dominate us, but there was already a centralized empire in Russia. There was already a centralized tyranny ready to fall over, rotting. And so they came over and put commies in. And that's what they do. They use the depression in Russia to put communists in. They use the collapsing China after a six-year war with the Japanese. It was going on before World War II even started, to come in and then put Mao Zedong. We owe the Chinese people an absolute apology for letting the robber barons use us as a base, use our tax money, our troops, our intelligence to bring down Russia, to bring down China, and set in its place horrible, demonic, goblin-like governments who would make deals with them. I mean, unbelievable. Unbelievable evil. 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 And that's the truth of the world, folks. That's the real geopolitical setup right now. They don't want mainline secular Muslims, secular government in the Middle East. They want Al-Qaeda chopping women's private parts off, running around, blowing stuff up, pulling down monuments, burning up libraries. That's what they're going to put. They want degradation. They want collapse. While they sit in Switzerland and Luxembourg and London and New York City and in armored redoubts in the Bahamas and in Tasmania and in the Cook Islands, the globalists want to sit there while they wreck the world and play us all off against each other. I got an idea. How about we wake up and say, no, humanity's going to the stars. We're working together under true free market. We're going to honor and make rock stars, scientists and inventors and good fathers and good mothers. We're going to build up men. We're going to build up women. We're going to build up the family. We're going to have space colonies. We're going to work globally together through national nation states and true diversity, but combining together in a 1776 worldwide liberty conference to decide on the goals of the nation states moving forward together. It can be held once a year in a great two-week Congress for agreed upon goals, and then go back to the nation states and see if they agree and unify humanity around goals and around human empowerment. The opposite of what they want to unify us under, tyranny and evil and degradation and a future without humanity, where the elite control the future and merge with machines and believe they're God. They have no right to govern our destiny. They have no spiritual right. They have no moral right. They are the last people that should be governing our destiny. They are a danger to everyone on this planet, and when they've committed crimes, they need to be locked up, not running society. I'm going to go to Paul Watson here in a moment with huge breaking news. But first, we are listener-supported, ladies and gentlemen. And you have supported us by the books, the T-shirts, the films that are all about waking people up, all about spreading the word, all about finding local patriots in your area, all about wearing your colors proud, Maiden1776.com. Infowarsstore.com with all the Made in America shirts, all the, you know, the hats, all of it. We now have the American Wake Up Patriot Blend and the Immune Support Blend from my favorite place to get coffee, High Mountains in Chiapas, southern Mexico. Better than Guatemalan, in my view. Very affordably priced. Your purchase of the coffee supports the operation. We have the Survival Shield 1 ounce Super Nation Iodine. Double the amount at half the cost of leading competitors, $29.95 in stock, ready to ship to you by Christmas if you order by the 19th. We have the 2 ounce, double the size bottle of Fluoride Shield that has nascent iodine and five other ingredients that fuse together to absolutely detoxify from all the research we've done. But be careful when you start detoxifying. Consult a physician beforehand, but it's amazing. And that's available. That's available right now. When you buy two, you get it for $34.95. That's double the amount for $10 more, or double the amount when you buy two for $5 more per bottle. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com. Or you can simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. And lastly, you can also go to InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. We'll take you there as well and get ProPure 10% off the best gravity-fed filters out there. and give it as a gift or a gift to your own family. Cuts out the glyphosates, the fluoride, you name it. Promo code WATER to save 10% off. And it is your purchases and your support that make it all possible. You can also give PrisonPlanet.tv membership to see the nightly news and so much more. One membership is really 11 memberships, $5.95 a month, or sign up for a year and get 5-plus months free, PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, let's go to Paul Watson. His story is the top story on Infowars.com, and it's also on DrudgeReport.com in the middle column. Boston Bomber believes he was a victim of mind control. Boston Bomber believes he was a victim of mind control. Now, here is Paul Watson. This is in the Boston Globe, but Paul Watson gives background. The Unabomber was under CIA mind control. That came out in the LA Times. The supposed Aurora shooter said he was under mind control. And now it comes out in the Boston Globe. He believed he was under mind control. Folks, he was under a CIA-funded program to Chechnya. This is literal born supremacy type stuff. This is amazing. Paul Watson, thank you for joining us.
Good to be here, Alex.
Break it down, my friend.
Yeah, this is the result of a five-month investigation by the Boston Globe, and they basically talked to a whole host of people who intimately knew the Tsarnaev brothers. One of them, Donald Larking, a 67-year-old who attended the Boston Mosque with Tamerlan Tsarnaev, told the Boston Globe he believed in majestic mind control, which is a way of breaking down a person and creating an alternative personality with which they must coexist. You can give a signal, a phrase, or a gesture and bring out the alternate personality and make them do things. Tamerlan thought someone might have done that to him. So they're talking about trigger phrases, trigger words, trigger images and symbols that make people do violent actions as a result of mind control. Which, as you just mentioned, in the case of James Holmes, the Batman shooter, he said to an inmate of his that he was, quote, programmed to carry out the massacre by an evil therapist who brainwashed him with the aid of neuro-linguistic programming. So, again, we're talking about trigger phrases used to turn one to shift from one personality to another that's being created by mind control, which is interesting because we know that Holmes, immediately before the massacre began, took a phone call, was talking to somebody on the phone, then began with the shooting. Now, there was a British program, a television special, which aired a few years ago in the UK by quite a famous hypnotist called Derren Brown. And he was able to actually brainwash somebody, mind control them, to carry out an assassination, which the subject thought was real, an assassination of a famous person in public. And the trigger for carrying out that assassination was a woman dressed in a polka dot skirt. So when it actually came to the assassination, the woman walked in the polka dot dress. And this individual, who beforehand was completely calm and normal, who thought that he was just attending a theatre show, pulled out a gun and assassinated in his own mind. The shots were obviously blanks, but he thought he was really assassinating a public figure. So these trigger words, these trigger images are proven in MKUltra CIA mind control law to actually work, and they can actually create these mind control assassins, which of course happened in the case of Sirhan Sirhan and the assassination of RFK.
And by the way, this is not our opinion now. Again, it came out in the LA Times, you might add this, that Theodore Kaczynski on record was in the MKUltra program. And so undoubtedly, they're bare minimum using it to have them there drugged out of their minds to blame them for things that later happened, but to also carry out attacks. And because the general public's been mesmerized by television and is generally already in a near sleepwalking haze. People say the public's in a haze. You can't get through to them. Because if you watch 3-4 hours of television a day, you literally go into a zombified state. That's why children, you can't talk to them when they're watching TV. You're like, hey, don't you hear me? Their mouths are hanging open. The flicker rate is set, just like a flashing light, to literally put them into that state. So the public is so weak-minded now that, as you pointed out, hypnotists can find highly suggestible people and have them commit assassinations just off hypnotism. You add drugs. And, of course, this guy was under a top Air Force colonel in a brain interface DARPA program. Now imagine, you get put into this, you get hypnotized, next you're drugged, They sealed his notebook. They declared national security on that. I mean, Paul, there's really no doubt now. But again, they know the public's so dumb, they're hiding this in plain view, Paul. I mean, this is unbelievable.
Well, I mean, talk about hiding it in plain view. You remember the guy they arrested during the manhunt for the Boston bombers, the so-called naked guy who was supposed to be a different person? You can see clearly that it's Tamerlan Tsarnaev. They arrested him. He was completely unharmed, uninjured. And then, you know, a few hours later, he died in a police shootout. See his autopsy photos. He's riddled with bullet holes.
And I predicted they'd try to kill the other brother, which they knew he was in the boat. They shot it. And by the grace of God, they only hit him a few times. He got out. Then I said, oh, my gosh, they're gonna shut him up. And then they did. But still, he's saying he didn't do it. He says not guilty.
And the friend of the bombers, Todashev, you know, they went, held him in his own apartment for 5 days, interrogated him, and then just shot him in the head. Claimed he lunged at them with a knife, later had to admit that was completely made up, and just no explanation, just shot him in the head. He was an eyewitness to what went on. So
this is literally the Bourne legacy. This is literally the Bourne legacy. This is literal mind control out in the open, targeting the dumbed down general public. They know we know. We know the drill. We know how they did it. We know he was CIA. The little brother was... Oh, my gosh. Stay there, Paul. This is so evil, ladies and gentlemen.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring. So be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal. And give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Get the ultimate gift at the ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you'll ever own. It's only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Hurry, offer good till December 25th. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we are proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of style and sizes for any occasion. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets. Use promo code LIBERTY to receive a 15% discount at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Mind control, corruption of your thoughts.
bringing us in.
Mind control.
And again, there's hundreds of different types of mind control, from just advertising down to conditioning down to drugging. And it's on record they're drugging most of the U.S. troops now in combat with all sorts of psychotropic speed drugs, hallucinogens, and not just the amphetamines, but the opiates to then have them all strung out and screwed up so they can then control them and say, oh, you want pain pills for your depression? And then list them as drug addicts and then remove their Second Amendment once they get out of the military. But this is the type of intel that we now have that can turn this around. And look, the average person in the FBI, the average person even in the CIA, is totally compartmentalized. And it's not even a bad person either. They don't like what's going on. This is really evil, what's happening. It's a very small group doing this, and we have to become aware of it and boldly expose it, or we have no future. Paul Watson of PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Breaking this down here today, we have the other angle of who they're picking for their mind control. And it's clear if you go back, it's the same story with the situation at Littleton. Clearly they had a federal mind control program under death education going on there. Half the school was empty that day. There were 247 bombs found in the building. CBS News, that got covered up. They were supposed to kill hundreds. They got set up. There were other shooters. They admit the SWAT team shot several of the kids. Rocky Mountain News. Media works to keep mass shooters' profile secret. The profile is a video game head goth who's into the occult, who they then grab and program because they're already unstable and ready. Separately, though, or their research students in advanced secret programs, the Unabomber, Theodore Kaczynski, Holmes from Colorado, Aurora, that's the other MO. They get research college students, Tamerlan Zarnev, he was in a research program sent by the State Department out of that key command base there in D.C., Georgetown. And you've got that in your article. So, Paul, this is really amazing. They either get drughead, devil worshippers that already play 10 hours a game, 10 hours a day of video games. Trying to talk fast, folks. I'm messing up trying to get to it all here. Who are devil worshippers and already on drugs and are naturally programmed by kind of the ambient brainwashing system, or they get people in research programs as their cover. Paul Watson.
Well, the question is, Alex, why do they need to stage all this? Well, it's for the security state. They need these incidents to keep the level of fear-mongering high so the general public will accept the kind of security measures that companies linked to the military-industrial complex make massive profits out of, and the government itself gets more power out of it. If there weren't these kind of incidents, their slush fund would be instantly terminated. And, it stretches back all the way to Sirhan Sirhan, because 3 months before RFK was assassinated, he disappeared for 3 months, Sirhan Sirhan, in the hands of this psychologist working for the CIA, who actually later turned up dead himself in a hotel room of a suspected suicide. So the people who are actually doing the brainwashing end up dead as well. But then you've got that whole investigation into the two shooters at the RFK assassination, Sirhan being in a trance before he pulled the trigger, and his lawyers with increasing conviction approving the fact that he was probably the first mind control patsy. And as he said, it's not always people who go out and do the killings, it's the need to create patsies so then the actual operation can take place.
Stay there. Do 5 more minutes with us, and I'm giving the number out and taking calls.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing 6 of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances.
Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.